This is Audible.
Manipulation. 21 proven techniques to secretly manipulate, persuade, and influence anyone. Written by Leonard Moore. Narrated by Gene Blake. Introduction. Fundamentals of Manipulation. The art of human manipulation remains a mystery to most people. Only those who have the curiosity and courage to look deeply into this subject are able to realize the power and wonder of this ancient art. Indeed, the ability to make someone bend to your will, to persuade people to do exactly what you want them to do without them realizing it, is both art and science that have been in existence for so many years. True manipulation is not about imposing or commanding another to do a specific act or think of a certain thought. Rather, it is about leading someone to do things willingly. From this perspective, it can be said that manipulation is not an act of force, but encouragement. Manipulation is a sensitive art that can be used for both good and evil ends. Its application is also not limited to a single person, but can encompass groups of people. Take, for example, how Adolf Hitler took power and brainwashed a nation, which led to the massacre of so many people. The art of manipulation is effective. It relies on the nature and behavior of humans. Once you understand these things, then you can persuade anyone to do what you want. Of course, for any manipulation to be successful, you must have a clear vision of what you want the other person or persons to do. Using the techniques in this book, you can then come in sync with the person and influence him in such a way that he will decide for himself to do what you want him to do. Hence, this means that a connection has to be made between you and the person that you intend to manipulate. Once a connection is made, and by applying the different techniques in this book, you can then direct the flow of conversation as well as the mindset of the person that you want to manipulate. Take note that you never impose anything. True manipulation happens smoothly and is almost always undetected by the victim. Most of the time, people never realize that they have been manipulated, and if they ever do realize it, it will already be too late. As you can see, human manipulation is a subtle, yet very powerful force that you can use to your advantage. The following chapters will teach you what you need to know about manipulation. It is worth noting that learning how to manipulate does not happen overnight. Although acquiring knowledge is the first step to learning how to manipulate people effectively, knowledge alone is not enough. You also need to practice the techniques to be proficient. The good news is that there are many instances to apply these techniques. In fact, many of them can be applied in your day-to-day conversations. Who uses manipulation? In a way, it can be said that everyone uses manipulation. A teacher manipulates her students to study their lessons. A manager manipulates his employees to be more effective and efficient. A parent manipulates his child to be more polite. A general of an army manipulates the soldiers to win a war. A lawyer manipulates the whole case to win it. As you can see, there are many uses of manipulation. Everyone, in some sense, uses it in one way or another. However, most people do not develop this skill. They do not realize the great power that this art holds in itself. But to those who have the curiosity and courage to pursue this practice, great power awaits where a bright future can unfold. Proficiency in manipulation has two important factors, knowledge and practice. You must acquire the right knowledge to have a good foundation of what manipulation is all about, as well as the different techniques that you should learn. The next step is continuous practice. Like any other art form, manipulation requires time, serious effort, and practice. May this book serve as your guiding light to success, power, and happiness. Chapter 1. Mirroring. Mirroring is one of the most effective manipulation techniques. It has two stages. The first stage is where you mirror the person you are talking with. The second stage is where he or she is the one who is mirroring you. Mirroring is an excellent way to build a connection. So, how does it work? As the name implies, you have to mirror the other person. This is the first step. To do this, pay attention to how he positions his body as well as the gestures that he makes. You should apply mirroring while you are engaged in a conversation. Simply mirror or copy how the other person positions his physical body. For example, if his hand is on his lap, then place your hand on your lap. If his hands are both raised to his chin, then mimic the same posture. Simply put, be a mirror of the person with whom you are conversing with. Be sure to do this casually so that the other person will not notice it. Once you mirror the other person while talking, a connection is made. The next step is to continue with the flow of the conversation. This is also the time when you use other manipulation techniques. If it works, what will happen is that the other person will be the one who will be copying your movements or position. In other words, he will be the one who will be mirroring you. Mirroring is an excellent way to create a rapport and trust with a person. Also, by copying another person, you get to view the situation from their perspective, and this will allow you to have a better understanding of how the other person thinks and feels. Once you have a good understanding of these things, then it will be easier for you to know how to control the other person more effectively. The more you mirror a person, the more effective it will be. Therefore, you are not limited to just mirroring gestures and positions of the body. You should also mirror the tone of voice and how the person projects himself. In other words, mirror the other person as much as you can. This is an effective way to establish empathy with the person. Once this empathetic link is made, you can then take advantage of it by using other manipulation techniques, which can then lead to the other person to do what you want. What if the other person with whom you are talking is the one who is mirroring you? In this case, you have to find out if he is doing it deliberately or not. If he is not doing it intentionally, then it is a sign that you are already in sync with him. This means that you can now proceed to the next step of manipulation and apply other techniques that you know. However, if he is doing it intentionally, which means that he also intends to manipulate you, and he does so consciously, then nothing good can come out of such meeting. The reason is that no two manipulators can agree with each other, simply because nobody in his right mind wants to be manipulated knowingly. In such cases, the best thing for you to do is stay away from the other person. Another thing that you can do is simply to make a mutual deal where you can satisfy each other's interest. Chapter 2. Be More Positive. Simply telling people what should not be done does not lead him to what you want to be done. Therefore, if you want to manipulate a person, you must show him what should be done. Take note that you show him what should be done and not command him as to what you want to happen. Make it appear that the decision that you want him to take is the best choice. It is worth noting that not everyone can be easy to convince. Sometimes you need to use logic to justify the course of action that you would suggest for a person to take. Focus on the positive or good reasons why a particular course of action is the best choice. People tend to be more considerate when they feel like they are given a free choice instead of being commanded to do something. By focusing on the positive things, you can impress the idea that you want, as well as point out what makes a certain course of action the best action to take. A good example of this would be sales agents. They first find out what you need, and then they offer you a product. When they offer you a product, they also tell you about the features of the product, as well as what makes it the best product to satisfy your needs. As if to persuade you further, they will also mention any additional benefits or features of using the product. Of course, you should avoid overselling something. Just like any professional sales agent, they do not make claims that are not real. In the same way, when you persuade or manipulate someone, you should only state things that are real and truthful. This is another thing that makes manipulation so subtle and powerful. It is also logical in a way that the person being manipulated does not realize that he is already being manipulated. What if there is nothing positive that you can say about it? Well, take note that there are many ways of looking at something. There are many different perspectives that you can take. All that you need to do is to shift your perspective, and you can identify something that is positive about it. For example, let us say that you need to convince person A to make an investment in a cryptocurrency called Bitcoin. To do this, you show person A the past and present trend of Bitcoin. He will see that its price has been increasing over the years. In fact, had he invested even just $500 in Bitcoin back in 2010, he would have been a multimillionaire by now. You also show him that more and more individuals and businesses are accepting Bitcoins as a mode of payment. Now, this is easy, considering that there are many nice things to say about Bitcoins. But what if your task is to manipulate a person not to invest in Bitcoin? This is where it gets more challenging. However, a simple shift in perspective will show you that investing in Bitcoin can be very risky. There is always the possibility that you can lose all your investment. Also, if you look at the current trend, other cryptocurrencies like Ethereum and OMG have been growing exponentially more than Bitcoin. Of course, this is just an example of how a simple shift in perspective can make you view the same things differently. Focusing on the positive does not mean keeping a blind eye on the negative. When a person talks about something and all that you hear is full of positive things, you will soon doubt if what he is saying is true. This is because there are always two sides of anything. It is important that you reveal both sides to show honesty and establish trust. However, the key is to make a person focus more on the positive side and make him think and feel that it is the best choice to make. Chapter 3. Tell a story. Stories have been in existence for so many years, As the saying goes, ideas come and go, stories stay. Stories are powerful. If you learn how to use storytelling effectively, then you have another powerful weapon in your arsenal for manipulating people. It is no secret that stories have been used to illustrate a point or teach a lesson. If you can come up with a good story, then you can influence how a person thinks about something. Telling a story is also an effective way to set the mood. It is strongly suggested that you use real-life examples, but even stories that are purely fictional in nature can be effective, provided that you come up with a good story to tell. Of course, merely telling a story is not enough. The story itself has to be relevant. You need to weave your narrative in a way that people will understand it and be able to evoke the emotion that you want. A good story captures a person's mind and heart. Hence, it satisfies both the mental and emotional faculties. If you are able to do this, then you have already won half the battle of completely manipulating your subject. Who uses stories? Everyone uses stories to drive a point across more clearly. It is also common for speeches to include a story. Even those who make business presentations realize the power of storytelling and apply it when they make a presentation. Also, stories are dear to humanity since every person always has a story to tell. Regardless whether you tell your stories while sitting around a bonfire, or on a stage, or even while drinking coffee with a client, stories never lose their power. What makes a good story? When it comes to persuading people to do what you want, a good story is one that is brief, clear, relevant, and meaningful. As you can see, a good story to tell depends on the circumstances of the situation. Another thing that matters other than what story to tell is how you tell a story. Be sure to connect with your audience and make them see themselves in the story. Sometimes, the most effective way to get a message across is by telling a narrative. During such times, you have no choice but to rely on the power of storytelling to influence how the other person thinks or feels. Make sure that your story is relevant to your target audience. Also, avoid complicating your story with abstract ideas. A good short story for persuasion is one that is direct and illustrates a point using simple symbolism that the audience can easily understand. Keep in mind that there is a difference between storytelling and making codes. When you use stories, you do so in order to get your message across more effectively and not to hide your real message. Chapter 4. Set the Mood. Setting the right mood is another important part of manipulation. For example, if your objective is to make someone like you, you do not want to make your move when he or she is too busy with other things. Rather, you have to set the right mood and environment to make it work effectively. There are many people who have a study room or visit a coffee shop to study. The reason is that the environment helps them to set the right mood for the activity. You can apply the same principle when you want to manipulate someone. For example, if your objective is to convince a friend to make an investment, you could first make him watch a good video on making money by investing before you talk with him about an investment opportunity that you offer. Another technique is to add pressure by surrounding a person, a male, with beautiful yet professional-looking women when you make an offer, so that he will somehow find it uncomfortable to say no. Liquor drinks are also a normal part when doing negotiations. Be sure not to let the liquor take control of you. By setting the right mood, you can get the right answers or outcome that you want. Of course,
The mood that you set is only part of the overall strategy. It is important that you do not let your guard down and continue to apply other manipulative techniques to fully persuade your subject to bend to your will. Another part of setting the right mood is proper timing. You should also focus not just on the environment, but also the personal mood of your subject. Is he feeling relaxed, angry, stressed, or sad? Pay attention to his current emotional state. There are moments in a person's life when he feels so light that he would say yes to almost anything that you offer him. If you hit this special moment, then that is some good luck. However, if not, then know that you have the power to set the mood in a way that your subject cannot refuse your offer. Chapter 5. Show Your Expertise. Another main weapon of a manipulator is his expertise. Take note that this expertise refers to one's expertise over the subject matter of the conversation or negotiation. The more you know about the topic that is being discussed, the more your subject will believe you. A good example of this would be the lawyers. When you consult with a lawyer and ask him a question, you will definitely get an answer. And since you know him as a lawyer, which makes him look good as an expert in legal matters, you tend to believe what he says right away without questioning it. The same principle applies when you use this strategy. The key is using this strategy to present yourself as an expert. That means, to the mind of your subject, you know more about the topic of the conversation than he does. This is like a conversation between a teacher and a student, where you should be the teacher and the one that you intend to manipulate is the student. This technique requires preparation. Before you meet with your subject and talk about something, be sure to do all the necessary research and analysis that you need. Another thing that you can do as part of your preparation is to interview someone who actually knows the subject matter and ask him questions that you think your subject, would-be victim, will ask you once you meet. This way you will know the right answers as well as how you can respond like a real expert. After all, this technique is not about getting an academic degree and becoming a real expert, but only showing yourself like an expert that the other person would think that you really know what you are talking about and that he can depend on you for answers. It is worth noting that this technique is not about defrauding your subject. Rather, it is only to make him feel at ease with you. After all, he would not listen to your suggestions if he feels like he cannot trust you simply because of your lack of knowledge. However, if you present yourself as someone who is an expert, then he is more likely to consider whatever you have to say, and the chances are that he will even ask you for advice. Of course, when this happens, it is your time to lead him to the course of action that you want. Expert manipulators are those who are trusted by their subjects. This way, people do not realize that they are already being manipulated. To them, you are only sharing your knowledge, but what they do not realize is that you penetrate their mind, that you gain control of whatever thoughts they think about. This is a strong and powerful influence that you can exercise. As such, be careful when you manipulate or persuade someone. Do not forget that there are consequences for your actions. True manipulation is based on trust and confidence. It is up to you if you want to break that trust in the end by abusing it.
Chapter 6. Fake It to Make It. This is another manipulative technique that can get you the outcome that you want. As the name of this technique implies, you simply have to fake it to make it. Take note, this is not about telling lies. True and expert manipulators do not
lie, simply because they do not have to. With this strategy, you fake it in a sense that you do not appear as someone who is manipulating another person, but merely extending your help and support. Take note that it is not good if people start to feel that you are only manipulating them. In fact, do not even give them a chance to have such doubts. Otherwise, it would be impossible to manipulate them. Here is another important lesson. If you want to manipulate someone, then never let him know that you are manipulating him. Knowledge gives power. As long as you keep that knowledge to yourself, then you are one step ahead of your subject. There is another challenge that you need to overcome: the fact that you are manipulating somebody. The right mindset of a true manipulator is one who is sincere. Therefore, to your mind, you should not see yourself as manipulating someone. Rather, if you suggest a course of action, you need to believe in yourself that it is really the best action to take. Of course, this is not always the case. Hence, you just have to fake it at the moment when you try to convince or persuade someone to do what you want. It is worth noting that while you are negotiating with the person, he or she should not feel that you do not believe what you are saying. Hence, to prevent him from knowing your intentions, you should at that very moment believe what you are saying, even if you have to fake it to yourself, just to sound or look true. This is not easy to do, but it is doable if you give yourself enough time to practice it. Take note that this is not about swindling other people. But sometimes it is unavoidable that you need to make someone decide in a way that will benefit you, even if such may not be actually the best decision to make. However, by using manipulative techniques, you can make it look as if it is the only good option to take. What if you feel like you cannot fake it? Well, the best way is to give yourself reason to believe in a certain way. Take note that you can come up with so many reasons for different things. You can come up with a good reason why a person has to make a particular investment. Another set of reasons why not going to the office today is not a good. And yet another set of reasons why a woman should consider you as a husband, etc. Reasons are flexible and infinite, and they have a strong influencing power in the decision-making process of a person. Just as you can use reasons to influence yourself, you can also use them to influence other people. Chapter 7. Repeat certain words. This is an effective technique to connect and communicate with another person's subconscious mind. Once you penetrate a person's subconscious mind, then you will have a strong influence on the decisions that he makes consciously. So, how does this work? The key is to repeat certain keywords as you talk casually. The thing is that the conscious mind has a more limited focus. But the subconscious mind takes note of everything and is able to focus on everything. What is more, the subconscious does not forget what takes place. This means that whatever message that you imprint on a person's subconscious mind will not be forgotten. Hence, it has a strong influence in his decision-making process. A simple example is when you are talking to a woman. Let's say that your objective is to get things more sensual. The way to do this is to use certain key words that are connected to sensual things. Take note that the key words do not have to be too direct. Hence, your keywords can be bed, flowers, scent, moist, wet, and hard, among others. Of course, you could also use more direct keywords like sex and others. Also, you do not have to use all related keywords. Just pick 1 to 3 keywords and repeat them over and over again in the course of conversation. Do not forget that this is an effective way to connect and communicate with a person's subconscious. Since you will be connecting with the subconscious mind, you cannot expect for your subject to respond accordingly right away. It usually takes time before the messages in the subconscious mind manifest in the conscious mind. However, you can rest for sure that your message is there and that it will not be forgotten. Be careful when you use this strategy. Do not let the person notice that you are imprinting such messages on her subconscious mind. Once a person is aware that you are only manipulating her, then it ruins the whole strategy. The reason is that it will make her very defensive. Keep in mind that the true art of manipulation is done in an atmosphere of trust and confidence. There should be no room for doubt or distrust. How many times should you repeat the keywords? There is no rule as to how many times that you should repeat the keywords. The important thing is to repeat it as many times as possible. At the same time, you should be mindful not to be noticed. This is another reason why you may want to use another keyword that projects the same meaning. This way you can change the word that you are imprinting on your subject's subconscious mind with less risk of being noticed that you are doing it. Sometimes, you do not even have to repeat your keywords, although it does not happen all the time. Some people respond on a conscious level even right after you mention your keyword. This is quite a rare instance, but also possible. The reason is that some keywords may already have established themselves in a person's psyche, that simply hearing that word is enough for the message to sink in straight to the person's conscious mind. A good example of this is women who have been raped. Just mention the word rape to them, and they may feel a strong fear and even become hysterical. Of course, this is just an example, and there are other possible uses and effects that this technique can make. Take note that the keywords that you use should be relevant. This means that the person to whom you are projecting the message should be able to associate these keywords with the message that you want to deliver. Some people give personal meaning to specific objects or even colors. For example, to some, pink may mean love. Of course, there are also symbols that take a universal meaning, like a blanket for a projection of sleep for rest. The key is to find the key words. Yes, even a single keyword will do, that communicates best with your subject. Chapter 8. Pay attention and listen. The art of manipulation is not something that you just apply out of nowhere. Keep in mind that you are dealing with a human being who has the ability to think on his own. In order to know the techniques that you should apply, as well as how you should apply them effectively, you need to focus on your subject. By paying attention to your subject and listening to him, you will be able to tell what strategy will work or not. Pay attention and read the gestures made by your subject. If you take the effort to really listen to your subject, then you will know what he really wants,
Once you know what the subject wants, you can use it to bend the subject to your will. You should also pay attention to how your subject responds to you. You will know if a certain technique is working or not just by observing how your person responds to it. Do not hesitate to drop a technique that does not seem to work and apply a different one. By paying attention and listening to your subject, you will be able to understand him better. Once you have a good understanding of your subject, the easier it will be for you to manipulate him. This is because you will be able to tell the best techniques to use, as well as those that you should avoid. Paying attention and listening to your subject means so much more than hearing him out. The right way to do this is understanding how your subject thinks and feels. Hence, a certain level of empathy is required. For this, you may want to apply the mirroring technique. Also, when you listen to your subject, you should learn to drop your preconceptions and be open to understand how your subject thinks and feels. It is worth noting that different people can think and feel differently even if they are subjected to the same environment. Learn to be open and non-judgmental when you analyze your subject. Hence, keeping an open mind is the key. Chapter 9. Regulate Your Voice. The tone of your voice can make a difference when you communicate. You must learn how to regulate it properly. Now, there is no strict rule as to when to use a high tone or a low tone, but you need to adjust the tone of your voice as you speak. Using only a single tone throughout the whole conversation, especially when you give a speech on stage, can be boring in the long run. Do not underestimate the power of a whisper. In fact, if you want a person to listen to you more, then try whispering. He will have to listen more attentively to hear what you have to say. This usually creates silence, where nothing will be heard but the sound of your whisper. You have to learn how to use both high and low tones in your voice. Take note that it is not just the words that you say that matter, but also how you deliver them to the other person. It is also worth noting that part of knowing how to regulate your voice includes knowing when not to use it. Yes, silence is also as effective as talking. In fact, sometimes all you need to do is be silent in order to get a message across. Be silent as you wait for your message to sink into the other person's mind. Learning how to properly project your voice is important. Focused attention also helps. Instead of just talking and letting the words leave your mouth, focus on the person you are talking with as you talk. For some reason, by simply focusing, you can project your voice more effectively. Chapter 10. Use Gestures. There are actually two ways to deliver a message when you are engaged in a conversation. Of course, the usual way is simply by talking. However, there is another way that is also as effective, but is often overlooked, and that is through the use of gestures. Gestures are small acts that you do while you talk. In fact, by learning how to read gestures, it is even possible to say if the person whom you are talking to is lying or not. Gestures may also reveal the current mental and emotional state of a person. As they say, actions speak louder than words. Indeed, if you want to master the art of manipulation, then learning how to use as well as read gestures are very important. Take note that a gesture is not limited to the movements of the hand or crossing of the arms. It can also involve such small and often neglected movements with the eyes. If you want to stress something strongly, it is suggested that you say it while looking directly into a person's eyes. Also, leaning slightly forward while placing your hand on your chin and nodding your head would show that you are eagerly listening to the other person as he talks. Snapping your fingers is also often used to show that you just realized something. As you can see, there are so many gestures that you can do. Gestures add more energy and give more expression, which makes the conversation more interesting. Learning how to interpret gestures is also important. Again, the key to manipulating a person is having a good understanding of your subject. Crossing of the arms and/or legs usually show a defensive posture. It may show that the other person is not being open and relaxed. Covering one's mouth, as well as touching the ear, may mean that the person is lying. A good advice is to do the gesture yourself and be open to how it makes you feel. Of course, there is always the possibility for gestures to be interpreted in a different way. For example, just because a person rubs his nose as he tells you something does not always mean that he is lying to you. However, although gestures may be hard to decode at times, they will allow you to have a better insight and understanding of a person. What if the person with whom you are talking does not use gestures? Indeed, you cannot compel someone to express themselves with gestures as they talk. Also, gestures, to be real and authentic, must come naturally. Most of the time, when a person remains calm and still, it is only a sign that you need to do more to penetrate his defenses. Once you are able to get into his mind, he will be more open, that he will naturally use gestures as he talks to you. To do this, simply make him more relaxed and encourage openness. Chapter 11. The Power of Touch. A touch can create an intimate bond, even for a slight moment. A touch can say so many things at once, without the use of words. The meaning of a touch is understood easily. Also, it is something that lies deep in humanity. It is also felt, and most of the time it is easily understood. Babies are comforted by their mother just by being touched. The good news is that this silent language is not forgotten even when people grow. But how do you use the power of touch to manipulate someone? Take note that you do not really manipulate someone in the sense that you force them to do something. A touch is a more gentle approach, and therefore it is a powerful tool of manipulators. Psychological studies show that you can increase the rate of someone doing you a favor if you touch them while you ask them for a favor. Touching expresses sincerity and trust. For some reason, people will find it more difficult to say no to you or disagree with you. Especially in today's world, where so many people are too stressed in life, many people yearn the feeling of being touched. On a subconscious level, it reminds them of the time when they were kids and comforted by their parents, a time when they were almost stress-free and was more able to enjoy life to the fullest. Hence, when you touch them as you talk, it makes them feel good, and this good feeling that you give them would make them say yes to you. Of course, merely touching a person is not enough. You should also be sincere with your words as you talk. This technique is good to use if you want to ask someone for a favor. Keep in mind that the key to making this technique work is sincerity. Of course, you should also use this sparingly, You cannot just talk to anyone and touch him several times in one meeting. Also, if you are a man and you are conversing with a woman, be sure to touch her in a way that she would not think anything malicious about it. It is important that you focus and express your good intentions. There is no guarantee that this technique will work all of the time. However, an experiment conducted by psychologists reveals that it can significantly increase the rate of success. This refers to the rate by which people would agree to do a favor for you. Touching is a strong language. In fact, it is not just effective when you are asking for a favor. It is also an effective way to show that you are sympathizing with a person. Hence, never underestimate the power of touch. Chapter 12. Be silent. Effective manipulation is not just about applying the various techniques that you know. It is also important for you to learn to be silent. Being silent has two advantages. It will allow you to listen more attentively to the person, which will allow you to understand him better. And it is also a good way to draw more attention. Be silent and learn to listen. You cannot understand or manipulate anyone simply by talking. By being silent, you will be able to clearly identify where the other person is coming from, such as his state of mind. Also, when you are silent, the other person will feel that it is his time to talk. The thing is that people are not usually used to silence. They feel like something always has to be said, otherwise they will start to feel uncomfortable. You can use this to your advantage. When you turn silent, you can expect for the other person to talk. When he does, pay attention to his words as well as his gestures. Learn to understand the true meaning of what he is trying to say. Take note that the words and gestures only symbolize the real meaning of what a person is trying to communicate. For example, when a person is heartbroken and tells you that he is hurt, it does not just mean that he is hurt. Such pain is more than the normal feeling of getting hurt, and there are usually stories behind it. Also, when you ask a person the usual question, "How are you?" if you receive the most expected answer, "I'm okay," most of the time, especially if you are talking to a woman, it may mean that she is really not okay and would want you to ask her more specific questions so that she can open up to you. As you can see, you can gain advantages when you exercise silence. Another use of silence is to generate more attention and interest. For example, before you mention something, try to be silent for about 5 seconds. You will notice that the other person will give more attention to you. Again, people are not used to silence. If the other person is done talking, and he knows that it is your turn to talk, and you suddenly keep silence, even for just 5 seconds, he will start to feel uncomfortable and rely on you. Most likely, he or she will look at you, and you can rest for sure that you will have his full attention the moment you speak. As you can see, being silent is a powerful tool that you can use. However, do not use it too much that the other person would feel bored conversing with you. Use it properly and wisely. Again, most people are not used to silence. So you might also feel uncomfortable when you try it for the first few times. But once you get used to it, you will realize just how effective and useful it can be. Chapter 13. use the other person's interest. This technique depends on your understanding of the subject. The key to this technique is to identify the interest of the person. Once you know what he is actually interested in, you can play with that interest in order to hook him in the conversation. You can then use that interest of his to bend him to your will. Take note that you do not have to learn everything that a person is interested in, but only the main interest that is involved in the conversation. Most people are willing to compromise other things just to get what they want. Now, if you are able to identify what a person wants, you can then negotiate things. The key is simply to assure the other person that he will get what he wants, his interest. This is usually applied by those in politics. For example, a politician may ask a favor from another politician, let's say person X. In exchange, the politician would support person X in the next election. Some people call this practice as horse trading. Simply put, it is simply giving and receiving favors. The key is to assure the other person that his interest will be protected. It does not always have to be guaranteed, but at least assure him that you will work on it. Of course, everyone knows that nothing is for free these days, especially those that may involve key positions of power. Hence, certain exchanges of favors can be made. As long as you play with the other person's interests, you have to advantage to bargain and ask for favors. Of course, it is important that you stay true to the deal in order to avoid complications. This means that you should not promise something that you cannot do yourself. Every person is interested in something. If you are the one who can satisfy that need or want, then you can negotiate. It is not uncommon to find greedy people who would stop at nothing just to achieve what they want. This is something that you can take advantage of. Of course, for this strategy to work, two things must exist. You must be able to identify the other person's interest, and you should be able to help him to achieve his objective, or at least be someone who can help him achieve it. Some people use this technique as a way to threaten another person. This applies if you are in a position of power who can prevent someone from achieving his goal if you choose to exercise your power. As the saying goes, there are no permanent friends and enemies, only permanent interests. If you know a person's interest, you can play with it and use it to manipulate a person to do what you want. Chapter 14. Make eye contact. Making eye contact is an easy way to create more connection, even intimacy. However, not everyone is used to doing it. If you find making eye contact uncomfortable, a simple way to do it is simply to look at the middle of the forehead of a person or at the edge of his eye. This way, you will not be looking straight into a person's eyes, but it will seem to him as if you are staring straight at him. Eye contact does not only show that you are giving a person your attention. It is also a sign of sincerity in what you say. This is the reason why women like it better if you tell her that you love her as you look into her eyes. As they say, the eyes are the windows of the soul. If you want to work on looking more sincere, then it is imperative that you learn how to do eye contact, or at least make it look like you are doing it. Another advantage of making eye contact is that it will allow you to read a person. A good way to do this is to ask a series of questions while maintaining eye contact. You can then move to a more sensitive question. This is an effective way to catch someone off guard. According to studies, if the person suddenly looks away when he answers the said key question, then it means either that he is guilty of it, or that he also feels uncomfortable to talk about it. Nonetheless, it always means that there is something about the question that makes him feel uncomfortable. Breaking the eye contact means he would rather avoid talking about it. However, your job as the manipulator is to dig deeper in order to gain more understanding of the person whom you are talking with. Once you have good enough information and understanding, then you will be more able to manipulate him. So if he breaks eye contact, then that is the signal that you should pursue that topic even further. The chances are that he will soon get comfortable to talk about it and reestablish eye contact with you, which is normal and okay. The advantage here is that you are able to make him more open to the point that he can now talk about something that he was avoiding. Take note that the more a person talks, the more you can get more information and